Heavenly Father, we bless your name this morning. We appreciate you for who you are. Thank you because we have no doubt in our mind that you are surely in our midst this morning. As we go into your word now, the Bible says, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I ask this morning that you send your word unto this morning that will give us deliverance, that will give us miracle, that lifts us higher, that will move us forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pronounce the word for the Lord. Technica, please check this microphone again. Please, Technica, check this microphone again. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome us to service this morning. And let me also welcome our online worshipers. I want to do this because I get feedback from them all the time, and I know the sacrifice they make to be part of our service, because some of them have to wake up in the night, about 3 a.m., 4 a.m., some of the places they are now. I want to welcome our online worshipers, United States of America, in Canada, in Europe, in Germany, in Turkey, in South Africa, and all other places where we have our online members who always join our service. You are welcome to the service this morning. I want to assure you that you are a signal part of the service, and I thank you for the feedback you always give me all the time about our programs. So this morning, I want to ask, what is the theme that we are considering for this month? Can somebody tell me? We are quiet. God that reverses the... Whatever is the theme of our freshers service is the central focus for that month. We can do so many things, but that is the center of all that we do. And you remember that we are told that if you want God to reverse the irreversible, one of the preconditions... You must be what? You must be desperate. So this morning, I'll be talking about desperation that brings change. Not every desperation. You know, there are positive desperation. There's also negative desperation. I hope you know that. This morning, I'll be talking about desperation that brings change. That's what I'm talking about this morning. Desperation that brings change. And the question I want to ask you this morning, how desperate are you? I told you last Sunday that the moment we enter into the month of October, we have entered into the last quarter of the year. And I said something, Yoruba so pe igbeyin lalayota. Everything that you are put up before God for this year, first quarter went, second quarter went, third quarter went, this is the last quarter. It must not go with that miracle, with that promise still hanging. Yes, we have promises for the years. Thank God for our brother. I said he wrote so many things that I asked you to write 5 things at the beginning of this year. I don't know how many of those things have come to pass. I don't know how many of those things are hanging. And there might be promises, prophecies. But we should start from just being reciting prophecies. You get what I'm saying now? We have to hold the hand of God to the place of performance of the promises. This morning, I want to say, am I, because of some of us who are clock watchers and timekeepers, we may spend about extra 10 minutes or 5 minutes. I may not keep to exactly the number of minutes given this morning because we are going to take some time to pray. And let me say, for everybody who minister on Sunday from now to the end of December, we are going to be taking some dosage of prayer as part of the message. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because now we want to have desperation that brings change. And this morning I will take my text. And as I was, let me say this. I've been asking God what dimension we should take this morning. And as soon, I didn't invite Reverend, didn't you? Did I invite for this morning, sir? Holy Ghost brought him. As he was coming, God just told me, now is the one that will handle that aspect. Because I've been thinking of so many dimensions of how we're going to this morning. But as I lead us to prayer this morning, he will handle that session. God brought you. As soon as you step in, that word the Lord told me. I had it in my mind before. I didn't know you are coming. And I've been meditating, asking God what ramification you should take. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take my text this morning from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis, chapter 32. I want to give me New King James Version, NKJV, verse 22 to 39. Genesis, chapter 32, verses 22 to 29. And he arose that night and took his two wives. Okay, this is NKJV, God bless you. And took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over to the ford of Jabbok. Verse 23. He took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Verse 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Verse 25. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day break. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Verse 27. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Going to verse 28, we are talking about verse 29. Verse 28. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you struggle with God and with men and have prevailed. Listen to that. You struggle with who? With God and with men and have prevailed. Verse 29, we are stopping for now. Verse 29. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him. This passage is not strange. It's not new to us, except we are not Bible students. This is the story of Jacob. You know, Jacob, he knew he was a fighter. Right from the womb, he started struggling. He struggled with man. He was somebody that was always going for his goals. He wanted to be the firstborn. He struggled with his brother right from the womb. And even when the brother went ahead of him, he had to see that, no. He knew how to struggle, how to exert effort. He had perfected the games of intrigues and manipulation.
Remember, since he lost that battle in the womb, he was looking, targeting for the next available opportunity, looking for the weakest point of his brother until the time that the man was hungry and he was stupid. Said it's the best time for me to strike. He perfected the act of manipulation of intrigues because he was focusing on his goal. And you know what? He knew how to lobby. Not only did he know how to fight men, how to manipulate, he knew how to lobby. Remember, when the brother said he was going to kill him and the mother, so Rebecca and him agreed together. And what though Rebecca told Jacob? Said, because of the daughters of Eve, I'm afraid. But that's not the reason. The reason is that they wanted him to run away from the wrath of the brother until the anger will calm down. But you see, in all these things that he was doing, he was pushing his goal, he was going around, the only thing, even he knew God of his father, but he had transactional relation with God. His relationship with God was purely transactional. Let's look at Genesis 27, just look at 28, 20 to 20. Genesis 28, verse 20 to 21. Genesis chapter 28, verse 20 to 21, quickly. Genesis 28, verses 20 to 21. Now, he said, then Jacob made a vow. After God appeared to Jacob, see, he knew God. God was walking with him. God was revealing himself to him. But his concept of living or serving God was transactional. Give and take. If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, then what follows? Verse 21. Verse 21. So that I come back to my father, then the Lord shall be my God. Then, that's transactional. This is a man that God appeared to. He saw the angels ascending and descending. He still didn't see him as his God. See, when if I go, you give me food, you give me clothing, then you will be my God. And many Christians, we are like this. No, we have the promise of God. We are born again. God is our father. We talk of Father Abraham. But then we are yet to come to the point that we say God is already, we are giving God conditions. We are yet to actually get into him and see that he's the God of all situations. And so we begin to fight our battle in different courts, in different arena. Jacob was pursuing his goal. He was fighting the different arena. But a time came. See, even when he went to Laban, God was still, he was still having testimony. But yet, he was not getting to where he needed to get to because he was yet to take his case to the right quarter. But at the end of all that thing, was he fulfilled? Was he fulfilled? He was not. Until a time came, he realized he needed to withdraw his case from the court of men and bring it to the court of God. He had been looking at so many people, so many arenas, so many, still thinking of his own way. But despite all the promises, he still had a load of mountain before him. He still had challenges. He was still operating under glass ceiling. The promises of God were not yet fulfilled until he came to the point that he needed to forget about every other thing, not the blessing he stole from his brother, not the one he acquired from Laban, but now what he said, I will not let you go. Was he not blessed for that time? Until you bless him. He withdrew his case. from the court of men. He stopped struggling with men. He stopped manipulating men. He now said, no, God, I am desperate with you. I will not let you go. Say, it's only my socket. If you like, no, strain my neck. Say, I will not let you go. Do whatever. He came to the point of desperation. And he was only desperate with God, not with men. Many people, you are desperately looking after men who will help you. You are looking, desperately looking after human beings, after people of authority and positions. Not knowing that when you are desperate with God, God will make men of authority and position to show you favor. That was the mistake that Jacob was making before, until he came to the point that he withdrew this case from the court of men and brought it to the court of God and show desperation. When God saw that now this guy is not only waiting until I give him food and before I become his God, now he knows that I'm the source. He's not looking for any other thing. He was ready to make sacrifice. He was ready to lose everything just for me to bless him. He has seen that there's no other alternative. God had no choice but to bless him. This morning, I want to challenge us as we are in the last quarter of this year. Whatever things we have put before God, whatever thing that is angry, it is time now to be desperate with him. And I will talk about four things quickly which will show your desperation you want to change. The kind of desperation that brings change. There are four legs, four things which you must do if you are actually desperate with God and to know that this kind of desperation that brings change. Four things quickly. Number one, this is now the time to put your faith in top gear. We cannot be desperate for God and your faith just the general faith. See, let me tell you somebody something. There's no Christian that doesn't have faith too. Do you agree with me? There's no Christian that doesn't have faith. But the level of faith was important. But this is the time to exhibit strong faith. And I want to put this to you from the book of Matthew chapter 15 quickly. And now, listen, I said, time to put your faith in top gear. We are going to read Matthew chapter 15, and we are going to read from verses 21 to 28 NKJV. But before we read it, why the media is still putting on that, projecting that scripture for us? What did I say? I said, is it my faith now? Now, let me tell you, it is, thank God, to have faith in the prayer of your pastor. Thank God that you have faith in the calling of the ministry. Whether anybody likes it or not, there's a calling of God upon this ministry, and the calling speak, and there's abundant evidence. But what I'm saying this morning, go beyond the faith of your pastor. Go beyond the faith of the calling of the ministry. Go beyond the faith of whoever you see as your leader. I'm now talking about your own personal faith now. Let it rise up. Yes, I thank God for the faith of my pastor. I thank God for the calling of the ministry. But now I am calling my own faith to rise up and be desperate with God. Not just the prayer the pastor is praying for me, the prayer the guest minister is praying for me, the prayer the church is praying for me, but now about the faith in the prayer I pray with my author, my God. Be personal about it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Personalize it. Take personal responsibility. Take personal responsibility. Not that maybe they are not praying enough in the church. Maybe the pastor is not praying enough. Personal responsibility. Let's go to that passage. I'm saying Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 28, quickly. NKJV. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, what did he say? She said, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But that's not enough. Go on. But he answered her, how? How do you answer her? Eh? Not a word. And his disciple came and heard him, saying, send her away, for she cries out at all. She said, nuisance. Next verse. But he answered and said, now Jesus now confronted the woman. I was not sent except to the lordship of the house of Israel. And look at the harsh, one of these, one of the harshest words that I found Jesus has spoken in the New Testament. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. And look at the response of Jesus again. But answer and say, it is not good to get children's bread and throw it to little dogs. This passage, each time I look at it, I say, this is one of the harshest words Jesus ever. He's a loving God. He's a compassionate God. He's a God of mercy and compassion. But this one of the players finding off after the ashes of the words. It is not, he said, yeah, it's not, he said, no, go back. Don't be too fast. I want to repeat what Jesus said again, the prayer of God. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And look at what the woman said. The next verse now. But she said, yes, Lord, I agree with you. Yet, even the little dogs, eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then the next verse 28, which is the last verse. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. He didn't say you have faith. Do you get what I'm saying now? Because for the woman to come to her in the first instance, she must have faith. For you to come to church this morning, there's a level of faith that God answers prayer. For you to even kneel down and cry to God before, there must be a level of faith. But that's not what we are talking about. Great is your faith. It's not every faith that shows desperation. Let it be to you as you desire. And that daughter was he from that very hour. Now, look at this woman. When she came to Jesus, she started pleading for mercy. But you know one thing? She was ignored. When you are ignored, there is tendency for you to try to keep quiet or withdraw. Many of you have been crying to God from the beginning of this year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. And similarly, it appears you are ignored. And because of that, you are getting quiet. Because of that, you are getting withdrawn. This woman was ignored. But she refused to keep quiet. Is there anyone for us this morning who similarly has been ignored by God? Who similarly have been baptized by event? Who similarly seem not be factored into the scheme of things by God and you are angry with him? And in January you were shouting, fasting to God, but now you are just, it's just like, God, if you do it, do it. If you don't do it, now you shall be. Are you getting quiet because you are being ignored? Because there seems to be silence from heaven, therefore your mouth is coming silent and sealed. Heaven seemed to be sealed over the request of this woman, but the woman refused to be quiet. She used her mouth to open the sealed heaven. Then she was ridiculed. Send her away. Know what that means? That was a public disgrace. It's only the demon that I know that the Bible says we should make an open show of them. Am I right? The Bible says that he traveled the victim, make an open show of them. But Jesus seemed to have made an open show of this woman. Two of us. They went to her, send her away. And Jesus did not even rebuke those people. He told them that I'm not sent to people like this now. I'm only sent to the Lordship of the house of Israel. The woman did not pass, did not decline. The woman did not stop. She still went to her, to him. And when Jesus even lampooned her, lambasted her, disgraced her, what was her response? Bible says she worshipped. Did you read that on your own Bible? Maybe you don't see it. Go back again. I think that's, what verse now? Go back to, now, verse 25. Verse 25. Go back to verse 25. Verse 25. Can you go back to verse 25? It's at the back, it's okay. Then she came and worshiping. I said, oh my God. How can anybody think of worship in the face of this public disgrace, purpose ridicule, loud silence? First of all, she was ignored. And when the silence was broken, it was the word of ridicule, word of disgrace, word of rejection. But what was her own response? Worship. That is a measure of desperation. And the only thing that proceeded from the mouth of that woman, Lord, help me. Did you read that one in your Bible? She was ignored. She was disgraced. She was ridiculed. She refused to relent, and then she responded with worship. Let me tell you, if there's any time you need to be closer to God in worship, it is now. This last quarter of the year, forget, don't get angry. That I fasted, I pray, we have a series of fresh your service. Many people have given testimony. Where's my own? This is time to be stronger in worship. So the first thing I said that your faith must be in top gear. And now I'm not talking about the faith of a pastor, the faith of the quality of the ministry, or the guest minister. Bear your own faith. That's the first leg. Because of my time, quickly, I need to rush now. Secondly, you must be loaded and deeper in the word of God. Scriptural arsenal. Load your spirit with scriptural arsenal. And fire the arrow of the word on a daily basis. On a regular basis, fire the arrow to the events of the past. Fire the arrow of the war to the months ahead and even the year to come. Don't keep quiet. This time to go back and begin to digest the word more than ever before. If that woman had uttered the wrong thing, that would have been the end of the story. Do you get what I'm saying? Because similar from that situation, it's as if Jesus was not ready to even do anything about that situation. But her response was, Lord, help me. So this is time now to go back and begin to remind God of why he cannot afford to fail. because he said this, because he said that, because he said it, he has done this before, he has done that before. Remind God who he is. Go back into the word of God and dip yourself. First of all, I said, put your faith in top gear. Secondly, load yourself with the spiritual arsenal. This is not the time to be empty. Many people, when you come to the place of prayer, they don't want the scripture to pray. Remember, I just nodded their head. Fire the arsenal. Fire the arrow of the word of God into the camp of the enemy, withholding your prayer, into the camp of the devil, conspiring that you will not go forward, into the camp of the adversary, withstanding you on the way. The Bible said the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's not the counsel of God that anybody should not move forward, but the enemies are standing. But when you fire the arrow, when you are not relenting in firing, they must give way. And quickly, because I want us to have the time to pray, the third thing I talk about, put your faith in Togia. Secondly, about loading yourself with the word of God and the scriptures. And now, the third thing, that it's time now to be deeper in intimate fellowship. Living right. Reconciling with God. Living the life of holiness and righteousness. Not allowing any form of compromise. Abhorring every form of evil. Putting yourself in a position for God to be able to embrace. You know, God can never embrace evil. Do you know that? You know, there was something that I found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 36. And I paused when I read it. 1 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 36. Let's project it quickly. 1 Samuel, God bless you. Yes, now Saul said, listen to this. They were fighting the Philistines. Let me tell you, every one of us, we are fighting the battles of life on the daily basis. True of us. They were fighting the Philistines and Saul, the captain of the army, the king of the land. Let us go down after the Philistines by night and plunder them until the morning light. And let us not leave a man of them. And they said, now the people responded to their leader, do whatever seems good to you. But now look at what the priest said. Then the priest said, let us what? Let us what? Saul was focusing on strategy. But the priest said, before your strategy can work, fellowship must start. Intimacy must start. Relationship must be the basis. Many of us in pursuit our goal, we are thinking of strategy. And many of those strategies we are using, they are not godly strategies. They are compromising strategies. They are unholy strategies. They are unrighteous strategy. And God cannot bless unrighteous strategy. If any blessing comes on you, it's the blessing from the devil. And that be followed by sorrow. That's the truth. It's not the cause. It's the Bible. So, it's time now to come into fellowship with God in living right. I don't know the strategy some of us have been using to pursue our goals. Are we using the strategy of the enemy, strategy of the devil, strategy of the world, the methods of the children of the world, of unbelievers? This is time to drop all those strategies and come to God, because God is the source of everything. I said, number one, put your faith in top gear, your personal faith. Number two, load yourself with scripture as sinner. Number three, be intimate in fellowship and run away from everything that's ungodly. And number four, because like I said, I want us to have time for prayer. you must be importunate and fervent in prayers, in the place of prayer. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Don't be discouraged because there will be silence at the beginning of the year because it appears you are being ignored. No. This is the time to pray the more. If you have been praying for 30 minutes before, it's time now to pray for 1 hour and 2 hours and 3 hours. We are in the last quarter. You have to show more desperation. And the kind of desperation that brings change, I didn't that follow this fourth thing I've told you about. Put your faith in third gear. Loading yourself with scripture arsenal and fire it on a regular basis. Number three, intimate fellowship with God that's not broken. And make sure your strategies are righteous, are godly, are not unholy. And be importunate in the place of prayer. And as I round out this message, we'll go into prayer session. I want to assure you that God will not let this year pass without visiting you. Whatever has been holding down your blessing, by the anointing of the living God, they have no way, they have to give way. No, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 22, verse 25. Maybe the last verse, scripture I'm going to read before we go to prayer. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 25. Let me read it from here, but if they can project it on the screen, fine. Say, in that day, Isaiah chapter 22, verse 25. I'm reading from King James Version. Say, in that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fasting in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the body that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. And the time has come. Every nail, every peg. No need of a peg. And when you say so, they peg you. They peg your destiny. They peg your life. They peg your progress. They peg your advancement. You can only go beyond this. You can't go beyond it. Every peg that is fasting in the secret, they are secured by evil covenant. They are secured by evil oath. They are secured in the occultic realm. But they are today, by the name of the Lord, we remove in the mighty name of Jesus. It's God that has said it, not man. That's what the Bible says. Say, shall be removed and be caught and fall, and the body that was on it be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. Let me assure you this morning that every peg over your life, today, they are being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ceiling over your progress since the beginning of this year, today they are being broken. Every burden that has been placed upon your shoulder that's not of your own load, they are being removed by the anointing of the living God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every mountain before you will be removed today in Jesus' name. Amen. There's going to be a move of God into your life. Amen. There's going to be a move of God in your life. Amen. You are going to be brought into the center of the move of God. Amen. That will take you to your place of destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As I was preparing for this message, and I was meditating and ruminating and interacting with God, the Lord directed my mind to a song by Tasha Cobbs. How many of you know Tasha Cobbs? God bless you. I'm not quite wonderful woman of God. No, the Lord just diverted my attention to that song, and I listened to it myself. And I worship God. I worship God in it. I said, my soul was lifted. And I knew, as we take that song this morning, And as I bring Reverend to come forward to pray that prayer, that let's go to say, this is a move. There's a move now that God is having. No, can you, the choir, I mean, sorry, the choir can do, but the technical, no, sorry, the media, can you please, everybody stand on your feet. The song where, I'm waiting for the media. Media.
So the song says, the mountains are still being moved.
Mountains are still being moved. We are not saying anything.
Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Because yes, we can see it.
Media, you have to start from the beginning again. You have to start from the beginning again. I want us to show it from the beginning and project it. We say it's a worship song that usher onto the presence of our Lord as we stay this session of prayer.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Because yes, we can see it. That wonders are still.
What happens to the video?
You do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised.
You have to go back until you get it right. Media, I told you this.
So
I want to follow the lyrics.
Mountains are still being moved.
Mountains are still being moved.
Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. Because yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain.
Giants are still being slain.
God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do.
Wonders still what you do.
We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Say, we are here. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need you more. We need you more.
Can you shout that out? We need a move.
We need no more.
Give my iPad. Give my phone. I will play it from here. I don't know what's the. I want to speak to God this morning. I want to move in my life. Joseph was turning around until time became desperate and there was a moon. That woman from Canaan faced ridicule, shame, disgrace. But eventually there was a moon. That woman, that man, by the poor Bethsaida, had a body for 38 years. Angels were moving the water all the time, but there was no move in his life. But when Jesus appeared, he had a move. As I call Reverend to come forward now, ask God, I am desperate for you. I am desperate for you. I am desperate for you. Lord, help me. Like that woman said, Lord, help me. I need your move. I need a move. I need a move. Yes. If you don't help me, nobody can help me. If you refuse to help me, then there's no hope. My only hope in you. Lord, move in my life, move in my situation. Move my situation, move my situation, move my situation. Lord, I have no other God. I have no other God but you. I have no other
God but you.
Yourself.
I have no
release yourself, release yourself,
God.
Release yourself, release yourself. Yes,
you have no,
I have no option, no alternative. I have no alternative.
Ourselves to the Holy Spirit this morning. Let's release our spirits. We are vessels in His hand. The song given to us says, give us a move. He's in the house. He's here. He's here. The move is here. The move is here. The move is here. In Jesus' name, we pray. It's not a long prayer, it's just few pronouncements. As I connect with a pastor in the spirit realm, I want you to take this first pronouncement. I kill this money on this altar. Every other alternative, every other option, every other options that surround me, every other alternative to the move of the Spirit of God in my life, I kill them on this altar this morning. Connections, background, whatever. I destroyed them on this altar this morning. Because move of God. I want his move. Every other alternative, every option, I destroy you on this altar this morning. Go right ahead and pray that prayer. I destroy every alternative, every option to the move of the Spirit. When you know within your subconsciousness that you have alternative, then you relax. You relax. Destroy the alternative. Let us blow away the bridge. Let's blow away the bridge. We will not go back. We will not take other road. I destroy upon this holy altar this morning every other option, every other alternative to the move of the Spirit. That song says, when he moves, giants are slain. People are lifted. Bodies are healed. Miracles happen. Every option, every other alternative to the move of the Spirit, I destroy them this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Number two, I want us to deal with the second thing this morning. This, I said it earlier, this is a tremendous service. Very deep. We might not be many. The multitude might not be here. But God is doing something. Are you ready? Every bewitchment, when you are bewitched, you just sit down. When you are bewitched, you refuse to move. Yoruba pe ni iraye. Raye, raye. Every form of bewitchment, spiritual bewitchment on my life, this morning, I break off. I destroy. I tear every form of bewitchment. Go ahead and pray, somebody. Every form of bewitchment. Every form of bewitchment. Every form of bewitchment on my life. Every form of bewitchment. When you are under bewitchment, you are indifferent. You don't care. You don't care. I destroy every form of bewitchment. Everything that has beclouded my life, everything that has beclouded my spirit, I destroy you now in the name of Jesus. Rikaboshikayaba, Rikasakataya, Rikaposotopria, Masikatayama Kurika Parazia. Every bewitchment, we ask just few minutes to pray. Destroy every form of bewitchment, every form of becloudment, everything that becloud my spirit, I destroy you. I break you from my spirit in the name of Jesus. I break loose from everything that tie me down. Every force of inertia that stationed me where I am, I break you off in the name of Jesus. Urikabo sikataya. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please open your eyes and look at me. Let me say this to you. It is only what you pursue that you capture. It is only the things you pursue that you capture. And in the book of Psalms, the Bible says, as the deer panted for the water, so my spirit comes after you, O Lord. The next pronouncement is this. I receive sweetness. I receive speed. I receive the spirit of ego this morning. The spirit of ego to take off. I receive sweetness. I receive speed. I receive the spirit of ego to pursue the things of God. Let's go right ahead and receive it. I receive sweetness. I receive speed. I receive the spirit of ego. The spirit of ego to pursue the things of God. To pursue my assignment. To pursue my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive sweetness. I receive speed. I receive the spirit of ego. Spirit of ego to soar, to take off. I receive that grace. I receive sweetness. Holy Ghost, make me swift. Holy Spirit, give me speed. Holy Spirit, give me spirit of ego. Give me spirit of ego.
In the rebo sontoria, rakataya makute, iria bakusi keteriaba, malikataya makurika sindelibo, misikataya ma, reke poligrama shikelibo, maraga depozika tayaba. In Jesus' name, we pray.
And finally, I want to pray this prayer, and I want you to pray it deep into yourself. Every movement in science, every movement on earth is powered by fire.
Let somebody shout fire. Let somebody shout Holy Ghost fire.
Once upon a time in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, I will never do anything for God again. I will not speak. I will not pray. I will not. But by himself he said, but his word is buried in my bone like fire, and I cannot forbear. Rocket is powered by fire. The cars outside in the combustive area is moving because petrol is burning. Without fire, there is no movement. I want us to together this morning, we have 1 minute more, together this morning, to cry to God for genuine Holy Ghost fire. Jeremiah said, I decided not to speak, but I cannot forbear. He started speaking immediately. Holy Ghost, bury your fire in my spirit. From this morning, Holy Ghost, bury your fire in my bones. Increase your fire in my spirit. Because I want move. I want movement. I want a move. Holy Ghost, give me your fire. Fill me with your fire. Go ahead and pray, somebody. Go ahead and pray. That's the last prayer. The time is up. Cry to God. Lord, bury your fire. Bury your fire in my bone. Especially these last 3 months. 9 days are out now. October, November, and December. Oh Lord, give me fire to run. Fire to run. Fire to pursue. Fire to speak. Fire to act. Fire to move. Bury your fire in my spirit. Fire! Holy Ghost 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 fire! Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please, this is an addition. I'm dropping the microphone. just to steer your faith, can you put your hands on your ears? Holy Spirit, open my ears. I just heard him say that we should pray that prayer. Especially for these 3 months. He opened it. I agree today I'm deaf. I am deaf. But from this altar, Holy Ghost, open my ear. Let me hear your voice. Somebody cry to God. Open my ear. Open my ear. Open my ear. Let me hear your voice. Let me hear your direction. Isaiah says, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Holy Ghost, open my ear. Open my ear. Open my ear. Pray that prayer as God's servants that we do the next thing, we take over.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask this morning, let there be a new move in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. From today onward, let every giant stand on our way be slain. In the mighty name of Jesus. From now onward, pour the oil of His over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, let every suspended miracle be released. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.